the Hootin' Navy.
And he don't mean Hootin' Nanny.
Because the Hootin' Navy is a Hootin' Nanny that went to sea. Listen.
This is Ralph Emery, friends, welcoming you to Hootin' Navy and hoping you'll spend this next quarter hour with us. Our mighty new Navy is inviting most of your all-time favorites from the world of country and western music, and you'll be hearing them in person on Hootin' Navy. Now, let's clear the decks and get ready to greet our special guests. Here they are, friends. Let's hear it for Cliffy Stone and his band, and Rex Out. Well, Mr. Cowboy, how's that for a welcoming committee?
Ralph, I'm touched. I mean, really touched. I haven't had that kind of welcome since I played Philadelphia. Flags and bands, they're...
Really turned out for you there, did they?
Why, they even rang the Liberty Bell. I was so moved, I still remember the date. 4th of July.
Well, I played to a crowd like this once. They poured champagne, popped balloons, and threw confetti for me.
You remember that date?
Yep, even the time. Midnight, December 31st. Enough fooling around, Rex. Let's have a song.
I want to drink my Java from an old tin can while the moon goes shining high. Want to hear the call of the whippoorwill. I want to hear those coyotes cry. Want to feel my saddle horse by my side, riding him out on the range. Just to kick him in the side, making sure he's stepping pride back on those Texas plains. Hi-de-ho, hi-de-ho, my Java from an old tin can while the moon goes shining high. Want to hear the call of the whippoorwill. I want to hear those coyotes cry. Want to feel my saddle horse by my side, riding him out on the range. Just to kick him in the side, making sure he's stepping pride back on those Texas plains. Hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-ho,
from the Texas plains to the high seas, here's Grant Turner to tell you all about it.
You know, whenever I get a chance, I like to talk to young men just out of college. I like to hear what they're thinking, what they're planning on for the future. Well, one thing just about all of them have in common is their interest in our country. They kind of seem aware that the future of our nation is in their hands, and a lot of them want to do something about it. Well, you can guess what I usually suggest to them. That's right, a career in the Navy. And since they're college graduates, I tell them about the Navy's Officer Candidate School. It's surprising how many of them didn't know that OCS makes them eligible to become officers in the Navy in only 16 weeks. And a lot more who are already married never realized that they were still eligible for OCS. Now, how about you? Do you know about all the opportunities OCS can mean for you? Well, better get all the details from your Navy recruiter. Now, here's Ralph Emery.
Well, thank you, Grant Turner, for telling our young college graduates about OCS. Now, Rex Allen, what are you going to be telling us?
I can't stop loving you.
Rex, this is Ralph Emery, not your horse.
Well, then get the saddle off of your back and let me sing.
I can't stop loving you, so I've made up my mind to live in memory of old lonesome time. I can't can't stop wanting you. It's so useless to say.
Pretty vocalizing there, Rex. Come to think of it, pal, standing in front of our Hoot Navy microphone must seem like old home week to you.
Sure does. My first professional singing was on a radio station in Chicago. Matter of fact, as soon as that show was over, they started calling it the Windy City.
Well, how about blowing some more of those pleasant sounds our way?
I'd be glad to, Ralph. But I thought we might listen to the boys play us a little tune first.
Well, why not? Friends, here is Cliffy Stone and the Hoot Navy Philharmonic. Cliffy Stone. And here's some more good listening from our friend Grant Turner.
Honor. Now, there's a very special word in anybody's book. I know a lot of college graduates who are looking for careers that will bring honor to them. And I know of no better way for a man to gain honor than by serving his country. And can any one of you college men tell me a better way to serve than as an officer in our mighty Navy? Well, I doubt it. And I guess that's why so many of you seem to skip right from college to the Navy's Officer Candidate School in Rhode Island. You know, in only 16 weeks at OCS, you've learned enough to become eligible for that Naval Officer uniform. You heard me right, 16 weeks, and you're on your way to a career that's just loaded with opportunities, and you're bringing honor to your name. It's the Navy's Officer Candidate School, OCS. Ask your Navy recruiter all about it.
Grant, some mighty good ideas in what you just said. I hope the young men in our audience pay heed.
You know, Ralph, I'm probably the only man who's traveled more than a Navy man.
How do you figure that, Rex?
Well, all these fairs and rodeos and personal appearances, would you believe it? I've traveled over 2 million miles.
Why, that's about enough to make 5 round trips to the moon.
When they get rid of that mouse and the nose cone and put in a horse, I'll play there, too.
But in the meantime, we'd like for you to do some singing right here on Hoot Navy.
This old house once knew my children. This old house once knew my wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now she trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about.
Gonna need this house no long, ain't we gonna need this house no more.
No time to fix the shingles, no time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges, nor to mend the winds of pain. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'm a-getting ready to meet the same. This old house is a-getting shaky, this old house is a-getting old. This old house lets in the rain, this old house lets in the cold. My knees are getting chilly, but I feel no fear or pain. Cause I see an angel peeking through a broken window pane.
Well, I ain't gonna need this house no long, ain't you gonna need this house no more.
No time to fix the shingles, no time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges, nor to mend no window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'm a-getting ready to meet the same. My old hound dog lies asleep, and he don't know I'm gonna leave. Well, he'd raise up at the fireplace, and he'd sit there and howl and greet. My hunting days are over, ain't gonna hunt the coon no more. Gable's done brought in my chariot when the wind blew down the door.
Well, I ain't gonna need this house no long, ain't they gonna need this house no more.
No time to fix the shingles, no time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges, nor to mend no end to pain. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'm getting ready to meet the same. Ready to meet the same.
This old house is rocking with applause for our special guest, Rex Allen. This is Ralph Emery, neighbors, expressing the Navy's thanks to Rex Allen and Cliffy Stone for joining us here on Hoot Navy. We hope you'll be back with us. In the meantime, give a nod of thanks to this radio station for making it possible for us all to get together. Waiting to visit us on coming Hoot Navies are country and western favorites like Webb Pierce, Ray Price, Roy Drusky, Furlan Husky, Tex Ritter, and many more. So until the next time, friends, remember, you're always welcome at your Navy or Naval Reserve recruiter. That's where you find out how you can join the Navy.